If an institution consists of morons, it should be hierarchical and authoritarian. And the reason is that when left to their own devices, morons behave moronically. But if an institution consists of intelligent people, then it should be non-hierarchical and non-authoritarian. And the reason is that when left to their own devices, intelligent people behave intelligently. Running an institution staffed by dummies is about preventing those dummies from screwing up. Running an institution staffed by smart people is about allowing those people to be smart. Obviously, the military and law enforcement have to be hierarchical and authoritarian, since soldiers and police officers will act like fools to precisely the extent to which their conduct is not micromanaged. But university departments and research institutions should not be hierarchical and authoritarian, since intelligent people can be intelligent only to the extent that their behavior is not micromanaged. The problem is that institutions that consist of intelligent people are every bit as hierarchical and authoritarian as institutions that consist of morons. Universities are intensely hierarchical and bureaucratic, with the result that intelligence at a given tier in the hierarchy is suppressed by the occupants of the next tier up, except to the very limited extent to which the intelligence at the lower tier happens to align with the interests of the occupants of the higher tier. As a result, universities suppress the very intelligence that they are supposed to make available to their students. The solution to this problem is to digitize education, on the condition that the resulting digital institutions not simply be digital versions of brick-and-mortar schools and colleges. The University of Phoenix and the Khan Academy are just digital versions of brick-and-mortar schools, and they are correspondingly rigid, expensive, and ineffective. Those schools have the wrong business model. Philosophypedia has the right business model, which is to provide individualized high-quality instruction for one-tenth the cost of a university course. This is very possible. There are many unemployed PhDs, most of whom would work for a song, and online educational institutions, if organized in a duly non-bureaucratic way, would have virtually no overhead. There is therefore no reason why any given student should not be able to have individualized instruction in any field of his choosing from an expert in that field. And that is what Philosophypedia is all about. Come find out for yourself. Visit us at philosophypedia.com. We are hiring up a storm right now, so if you want to teach and be paid handsomely for it, join us.